The passages describe the establishment of specific laws for voluntary Nazarite vows, and the dedication of the tabernacle and its priesthood during Israel's wilderness wanderings. With the main characters being the Lord, Moses, Aaron, the Levites, and the tribal leaders. The Nazarite vow involves temporary consecration with strict prohibitions. And the narrative includes the priestly blessing, the presentation of gifts for the tabernacle service, and the purification and dedication of the Levites as substitutes for Israel's firstborn pest. In Numbers, the Lord instructs Moses on the Nazarite vow, which requires abstaining from grape products, avoiding haircuts, and staying clear of dead bodies, with specific sin, burnt, and fellowship offerings required for accidental defilement or upon completion of the vow. Following this, the Lord gives Aaron the priestly blessing to speak over Israel. After Moses consecrates the tabernacle, the tribal leaders present identical offerings over 12 days, including silver, gold, and animals, for the altar's dedication. The Lord then speaks to Moses from above the ark, instructs Aaron on arranging the lampstands, lamps, and commands the purification of the Levites. They are cleansed with water, shave, wash clothes, and are presented as a wave offering with bull sacrifices for atonement, being set apart to serve at the tent of meeting in place of Israel's firstborn, with their service lasting from age 25 to 50. In Acts, Paul, upon advice from Jerusalem church leaders, joins four men who have a vow, undergoing purification rites and paying their expenses to demonstrate his obedience to the law. The psalm exhorts those desiring life to refrain from evil speech, turn from evil, do good, and pursue peace. These events collectively detail the formalization of voluntary consecration, Nazirite vows, and mandatory consecration, the Levites, within the covenant community's worship system, alongside the communal dedication of the newly constructed tabernacle. The sequence moves from individual voluntary devotion to the collective sanctification of the priesthood and the place of worship, establishing patterns for holiness and service that are later referenced in the New Testament regarding vows and purification. This positions the narrative within the larger story of Israel's organization for worship and journey toward the Promised Land.